Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Hey, everybody. Wow, just two more hours left to 21 days of fasting and praying. Man, I was so looking forward to getting together, for us being together at Living Faith in our own sanctuary and doing some celebration and some extra praise and worship just to give God glory and honor for the things that he has done over these 21 days and the things that he will continue to do, or as we allow him to finish doing those things. Remember Daniel, he prayed for 21 days before his prayer was actually answered, but not every prayer takes 21 days. Some take longer. So we just have to believe God that the things that we've been praying for, we are still going to see the answers, the strategies, the deliverances that we are expecting from God. Anybody with me? Amen. So we couldn't get together. This weather had, threw a monkey wrench into our plan. But hey, you learn to be flexible. Even using your faith requires that we be flexible people. So I just wanted to come on and to encourage you before the fast ended, since we couldn't be together. I do have a couple things. You know, we had to cancel this whole weekend, including our Saturday health and wellness workshop. It was going to be part three that was going to take place this past Saturday. However, we are going to finish up the class with the part two of the seminar next Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m. directly after corporate prayer. So I just wanted you to make sure that, you know, we want to finish the thing. We want to hear all of it. And so we're going to have the seminar next Saturday. All right. Also, just a reminder, even though we're not together in the sanctuary, we do have three ways to give. We're not there to give, obviously, in person. But since most people give electronically, I just want to remind you of the three ways to give. Again, even though we're not there, we can still give our tithe and our offerings. Of course, the first way to give, or one of the ways to give, is by texting LFCCNJ. Text the message LFCCNJ to 77977. Or you can give online at lfccnj.com/giving. Also, you can use our LFCCNJ church app as well in order to give. So, you know, we don't want to miss out on opportunities to give. One of the things we're dominating, we plan on dominating in 2026, we're dominating over debt, we're dominating over lack, and we're dominating over poverty. Debt is not our friend. It is not our friend. And so, again, that information, I gave you that information so you can give after this video. Amen? So we have enjoyed a powerful 21 days of prayer and fasting. And, you know, there's a scripture that says that God crowns the year with goodness. Well, we have decided corporately as a church family to crown our year with 21 days of praying and fasting. You know, they say if you want to continue something, then you need to start that way. We want to continue our year praying these prayers. You know, it takes a while for our minds to be renewed and for us to get used to doing things God's way and stop doing things our way. Stop resorting to our devices and begin to flow with God's word and God's ways in his kingdom, right? So we've started the year pretty much. We, you know, took 4 days break. The fast started on the 5th. And but it's pretty much crowning the year. So I believe that God has honored our prayers. He has heard our prayers. He has heard our requests. He has hearkened to our concerns and our expectations. He has heard our excitement about what we're believing him to do in 2026. You know, 2026, I gave this a title today, we were born again to dominate. We were born again to dominate. Father, Heavenly Father, we pray that you bless your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. So we found out from the scriptures, Genesis 1, verses 26 through 28, God clearly gave Adam and Eve the assignment of dominating, to subdue the earth and to dominate. And that word dominate, it means to rule. It means to prevail over. So I don't know about you, but, you know, we have an enemy. I mean, the world system fights against us too, or resists us, and the world system can be set up where we don't succeed. But that shouldn't mean anything to the believer, because we have been born again to dominate. Jesus set us up. He got rid of our sin nature. He got rid of our failing nature. And we now have his nature. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. We also know that in Psalm chapter 8, starting in verse 4, it said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?" So we need to see that God is on our side, and that his mind is always full of thoughts about his man, his creation. Man, us, who were created in his likeness and his image. And he is mindful of us. And it says, and the son of man that you visit him. That means to care for him. God cares for us. For you have made him. This is the verse I wanted. Through verse 6 is what I wanted. For you have made him a little lower than the angels. The Amplified says, for you have made him a little lower than God, or heavenly beings is what the Amplified says. And it says, you have crowned him with glory and honor. We have been crowned as the people of God with glory and honor. Glory and honor. We've been raised to a dignified position. As a matter of fact, we've been learning that we have been seated with Christ. We've been raised with him and seated with him in heavenly places. Amen. So our positions now, we should be coming from a heavenly position as we relate to God, as we relate to the Holy Spirit, as we relate to our lives. We need to make a heavenly connection. And then it says in verse 6, it says, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Who's he talking about? He's talking about us. Now, he's talking about Jesus, but Jesus is the head of the church, and we are his body, and the feet are on the body. And so when he has put all things under his feet, now, first of all, it says, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. So whatever God has created, he has given us the authority and the ability to rule these things, and to make sure they don't rule over us, but that we rule over them. And so that's what we will be focused on learning how to do in 2026. Amen. Praise God. Anybody but me is excited about dominating and ruling over the works of God's hands. Amen. And then we learned in Psalm 115 and verse 16 that the heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth belongs to who? Belongs to man. The earth belongs to humankind. You know, we've heard the world, they always want to blame everything on God. They blame poverty on God. They blame death on God. They blame tragedies, they blame destruction on God, but who's in charge? Man is in charge. We are in charge of the earth. God said, I'll take care of the heavens. You take care of the earth with my authority. And then, of course, God in several scriptures, Matthew 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 10, God commissioned people. He commissioned men. He bestowed his power and his authority, which means the right to take actions. God has given us authority, which means we have the right to take actions. We have a right to get things in line with the Word of God, to line up with the Word of God. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We were born again to dominate. We were born again to dominate. Amen. In other words, we don't just have to take a beating, you know, just lay down and, you know, let life just trample all over us. No, we need to stand. We need to stand and to stand therefore so we can dominate. Amen. Now, of course, we're getting ready to end the 21 days, but we're not stopping. We are not stopping. We've got plenty. We had this brochure. You need to keep your brochure because we're going to be referring to these things the whole year. We're not done. We're not done. We're just learning. We're just getting started. And the scripture says that Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, giving the more earnest heed to the things we've heard, lest we let them slip or to slip away. We don't want these things to slip away. No, in a couple hours or less, we don't want to just toss this fasting brochure. We don't want to stick it in something, in a book that we're never going to read, you know, for another year. No, we need to continue to give the earnest heed and to listen to the things that we've been praying. These things, these prayers, these scriptures, these confessions have been taking root in our spirit like seeds. The Word of God is His seed. And when it gets planted into the heart, the Bible calls the soil, our heart, the soil that the Word of God grows in. And eventually you don't see what is producing right away, but the Word of God is like a seed that breaks up in our hearts, our spirits, and it begins to grow. And then it turns into this full-grown thing that starts to produce fruit. And then we start to see fruit being produced in our lives. Amen? So as we've been praying and reading the Word of God, these things have been taking root in our hearts, and we're going to see manifestations. We're going to see great things if we just stick with God, if we just continue to believe Him, if we don't let things end today. We're going to see many, many things. We're going to see many manifestations of the goodness and the glory of God. Amen. So we want to give the more earnest heed to the things that we've heard so that we don't let them slip away. Come on, y'all. Somebody say, I'm not letting all this good stuff slip away. Say, no, this for me, this is the year of dominion. I'm taking dominion. Nothing's going to overtake me. I'm going to overtake it. Amen. And that's what we're doing. So during these 21 days, we've developed or at least enhanced our prayer life. We've developed or enhanced our confessions, what we say, confessing the Word of God. We've enhanced how we take control over our bodies. We've been practicing on teaching and training our bodies to that we take the lead instead of our bodies taking the lead. That's so important. I can't say it enough. The first place we need to start in dominating is to dominate over this flesh and to tell it what to do, to tell it when to pray, to tell it what to eat and what not to eat. And so we're learning. You know, I was thinking today that if we set goals for ourselves, whether it's spiritual goals, I'm going to pray this long, I'm going to read my word this much in a week, and we don't get those things done, then we're not dominating in that area. You know, if we have said that we're going to be on time, and then we're not on time, then we're not dominating in that area. If we say that we're not going to eat this or we're going to eat that, and we don't follow through, we're not dominating in that area. If I set up a goal to exercise or to keep moving or to, you know, treat my body better or something like that, being kinder to my body, and this, I'm saying me, but I mean all of us, but we don't do it, we're not dominating in that area. So we're learning how to dominate, how not to be led by our bodies and not to be led by the mind of the flesh, but of course to be led by the Spirit of God. So we don't fulfill all of those negative, sinful things that the flesh wants to do. Envies, murders, drunkenness, all those things. We will rein those things back and begin to dominate over them. And when we say no, say no. You're not drinking another thing. No, you're not putting another thing in your mouth. You know what I'm saying. So we have to examine our lives and see the areas. And I think the simplest place to take dominance is with our own bodies. Our bodies can't make us do anything. It really can't. It can't make us do anything. We tell our bodies what to do. So we should continue to do that, telling ourselves when we're going to pray, and then pray when we say we're going to pray, right? So we've been developing again this year, like we do every year. We've been developing all of these spiritual activities, right? Developing these spiritual activities that need to become a permanent part of our lives, not just a temporary part of our lives. That's what I'm getting at. So some of you have spent more time praying in the Holy Ghost. Some of you have actually received the baptism with the Holy Ghost. And I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for you. I'm happy for you. That was a biggie. That was a biggie. And being baptized in the Holy Ghost, receiving the infilling of the Holy Ghost, that was a great start to having the ability and the help to dominate. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The scripture says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. That term, be filled, it really means be being filled. So even though you got filled with the Holy Ghost, that's something that as we continue to pray in tongues, pray in our prayer language, we are continuing to be being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we want to keep that up. We want to keep the Holy Ghost infilling refreshed and filled up to the top, right? So that we will never lack for power or wisdom. Amen. So I truly believe that this is the time for the body of Christ to really operate in this revelation. And we haven't been able to do it because we haven't had revelation. So continue to pray and ask God to open your eyes to make this thing real. Amen. To make this thing real in your life. Amen. I know I'm going to. So we've been praying, over these 7 points. Again, you need to keep these 7 points and continue to pray them. We're not stopping today, right? we're gonna keep it up. We're gonna keep it up, and we'll be the better for it. So, because God wants us to dominate, He wants us to dominate. So we're destined to rule. So I just want to just encourage you in one or two or three things as this fast is ending. Number one, I want to encourage you to spend the next hour and a half or whatever, however much time is left after you finish listening to me, that we spend the next hour and a half or so, just go back to the Word after this video. I want you to go back, read your Word, go back and pray in the Spirit. You might say, I already did it when I woke up. Okay, well, just do it again. Let's just finish this thing up doing what we've been doing for 21 days. Amen. Let's call this the home stretch. You know, when in the race, the people reserve their energy and their power. And then when it's in the last, I don't really know, the last lap, around, or maybe the last two laps or the half lap, I don't know, but you know what I'm talking about. And then they start speeding up and they're ready to break through that rope, amen, and win. And so let's just call this the last lap. So I would encourage you also, again, take communion if you have, if you've established a setting in your house, a setup of taking communion, which I encourage you to take often. Take communion before 12 noon today. And, you know, just keep doing those things. Read your Bible. Go read your Bible some more. And before the 2 hours is up. Amen. Also, again, I already mentioned, hold on to the things that you have learned after 12 o'clock. Continue to hold on, continue to be excited about the things that God has revealed to you, about the things that God has done in you, that you can tell already that this time, these 21 days has made a difference, in your body and your spirit, amen, and in your, some of you have changed, you can tell there's a change in your emotions, right, and so just hold on to all these things, right? And number three, to keep expecting for the things that you've been praying about. Again, Daniel prayed for 21 days and God gave him an answer. Some things take more than 21 days. So we're not quitting. Don't give up. Keep believing. Keep using your faith. Keep making your confessions of faith, being convinced of the goodness of God and the mercy of God and the power of God. Just keep expecting for God to move in your life, to move in your health, to move in your family, to move in your emotional state. Amen. And just continue to believe those things. Amen. So we've been born to dominate. We've been born again to dominate. Being born again really did it. We were born or created. In Genesis, man was created to dominate. And of course, Adam and Eve fell. And then Jesus came and he fixed everything. And he gave everything back to us. And so now we have been born again to dominate. We were born to do this, born to dominate. Again, this takes a revelation. It takes meditation. It takes belief. It takes being fully persuaded so that we can begin to see ourselves in a different light, to see ourselves the way God sees us, so that we can make this a great year. Again, God says that he crowns the year with his goodness. Amen. And we've just, you know, believe it or not, 21 days took a minute. Sometimes it seems like it was long. Sometimes it seems like it was short. Right now it seems like it was short, but it's still January. It's still January, the first year of 2026. So there is more to come. There are great things to come. And so I just wanted to come on and encourage you. We couldn't celebrate together, but nonetheless, we're excited. We're thankful. We're grateful. Amen. We're hopeful. All those good things. So I want to just, so lastly, I just want to say, enjoy your victories. Enjoy everybody around you, whoever you're going to be cooped up with, as they say, in this weather. Enjoy your meals and enjoy your enjoy whatever you're going to do at the end of this fast. So I want to thank you so much for doing this together as a church family, and we're looking forward to God doing great things. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have created us to dominate, to be a reflection of your goodness, to be a reflection of your power, to be a reflection of your glory. And Father, we pray for everyone's household. We pray, God, in Jesus' name, that we would all stay warm, we would all stay safe, we would all stay with power, power in our homes, and that all of us would be safe and sound and well cared for, because God, you are our caretaker. You said in Psalm 8, you said that you are mindful of us and that you visit us, which means you take care of us. And so we just thank you. Father, I pray against all fear right now, in the name of Jesus, fear of bad things happening during this bad weather. Father, I pray, I loose the peace of God over your people right now in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, I love you, and I'll see you soon. All right. Bye-bye. Enjoy yourself. God bless you. Bye. Love you.
This Valentine's season, step away from the everyday and celebrate the love God has given you. The Heirs Together Marriage Team invites all married couples to love and laughter, a night to cherish. Join us on Friday, February 13th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. in the LFCC Kingdom Cafe, transformed into a romantic getaway just for you. Enjoy a catered dinner for two, soft music, photos, and meaningful fellowship, all for $50 per couple. Space is limited and no walk-ins are accepted. So be sure to register by Sunday, February 8th. Reserve your table today at lfccnj.com. For more information, contact Minister Kim Chavis at 856-661-8110, extension 142. Love, laughter, and lasting memories.